Good morning. Welcome back to In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. And Brad brought a crew.
I did.
Okay, you will have to go with that other mic. Still don't got that one going.
That worked better.
Actually, try that second mic again. I didn't have the...
How's that work?
Nope, we got to go here. Okay.
Okay,
all
that
right,
better?
Here we go. That's
okay.
Better.
Yeah, thanks for having us on. Yeah, we did. We've got a whole crew here today to talk about Furniture Amnesty Day, which is this Friday, be the, I think, 11th or 12th straight year that we've done this. So I'll let everybody introduce themselves. I'm Brad Clausen, Assistant Chief with the Manhattan Fire Department.
And my name is Caitlin Long. I'm the Program Manager at Hands-On K-State.
My name is Lindsay Hamner, and I'm a student coordinator for Hands-On.
My name is Abigail from Ghana, a Mandela Washington Fellow.
And I am Sambro Lupai from South Sudan, a Mandela Washington Fellow.
A lot of people. Well, we got one more. Go ahead. Yeah. Go ahead. Get everybody in.
I'm Lacey Pitts, and I currently work for the City of Manhattan, and I'm helping and coordinating Furniture Amnesty Day.
All right. Well, Brad, tell us a little bit about Furniture Amnesty Day. So, like I said just a little bit ago, always feels like that kind of unofficial sort of kickoff to the school year in so many ways, because a lot of K-State students take advantage, for sure.
It is, and we actually started this, like I said, about 11 or 12 years ago, kind of as a way to, you know, when people move in and move out, you know, August 1st is always a big move-in, move-out day in the rental community, and so, you know, we were having issues with people leaving furniture at the curb and in the alleys and, you know, just abandoning things. So we kind of started it as a way to try and help clean up some of that type of thing. And, you know, a lot of it still got some good life left in it, and we thought we could repurpose some of it maybe. So it's kind of evolved since then into a pretty big event, and we actually now go out and do pickups for people that schedule them. You can come down to the park. We'll give you the location in a minute, but you can drop stuff off at City Park if you have furniture you want to drop off, or if you're looking, you know, to get some furniture, there's no cost for it. You have to sign up for a time slot, but it's a good way to get furniture into the hands of some of those who need it.
And there's quite a variety of furniture that's at Furniture Amnesty Day.
Yeah, it's everything from couches, dressers, dining room tables. Basically, we take anything that doesn't plug into a wall. So you can furnish your whole home, really, every room there, bedside tables, desks, anything you could need for home or office.
And again, we got some guests here with Mandela Fellows. I guess talk about your observance of this and your participation.
Well, I think that we are looking forward to it. It's a great initiative hearing about it, and we're all excited to be there on Friday, you know, to offer our support the entire process. You never know, we could be implementing such an initiative back home.
And that's what I was going to say. Some of these things are a little bit new to us, and when we see how it's done, it gives us an idea of how we're going to do that back home in case it can work in most of our different countries from Africa.
And how's your visit to Manhattan been so far?
Well, it's been so good. Like first week, we had some culture shock, different things happening at the same time. But now we got used to it. And I think we already like Americans already. We behave like Americans already. So I guess it's a pretty awesome experience.
We're not too bad sometimes. We're okay.
And from now on, anytime we see Kansas, we would love to come to Kansas. Not like before. Before, when we saw Kansas, we were like, where is that in America? You're expecting to hear New York or North Carolina. But now we know Kansas and it's home. We would always come.
What did you know about Kansas before you actually visited?
Okay, so what I heard was that it was rural America. And so you won't get to see, you know, all the big things that happen in the big cities. But I think that for me, it's a good place to be, honestly.
Yeah, and looking at how landlocked it is, and you always know America with a lot of beaches and stuff, and it's summertime, you're supposed to go swimming and get crazy. And then we got here and everything is, we're like, oh, okay, so where are we going to have fun? I mean, where are we going to swim and all that? But we've got a lot of swimming pools that we've gone to, yeah. And it's really, really fun. So our perception has changed. The only thing that we just got used to was the food.
Sugar.
The food had a lot of sugar and we used
to. Well, we got some good food places. We got some good restaurants here around town. And the heat, though, do we complain about the heat too much? I don't know what the heat's like back in your country.
I think it's a bit hot. It's a bit hot. I mean, in West Africa, where I come from, it's hot. But this kind of heat is a bit different. But otherwise, we are used to more heat than... I mean, if it were winter, it would have been very difficult for some of us.
Well, I think for me, I felt home because I was really get so hot sometimes. It can go up to like 108 or 109 degrees Fahrenheit back home. And so it's just that this is a little different. Like the wave is kind of different. Ours can get sometimes so dry. This is different, but the heat level is not different from ours.
So it's still a little home sweet home then in some ways. Well,
yeah.
Well, that's good. Oh, we're talking about Furniture AMC Day, and well, I could talk to you guys forever, but Furniture AMC Day. Let's go ahead and talk about those dates and times, and let people know about that and locations. And whoever, yeah, let's get you back in there.
Yeah, sure. So Furniture Amnesty Day is this Friday, the 27th, and furniture pickups will begin at 7 a.m., and we'll start bringing furniture to the park. But if you want to select furniture, then you can come to City Park, and that begins at 8 a.m., and what we've found in years past is that some people might want to come when they have, like, a lunch break or a late afternoon break from their work, and so you can come at 8 a.m. and select a time slot that works for you. Each time slot is 15 minutes long, so we'll give you a wristband that has your time slot on it, and then you can come back at that time and select up to 3 pieces of furniture per time slot.
And how many pieces of furniture are we expecting at this? It seems like every year there's just more and more.
Yeah, there is. We've actually, I think last year we had over 500, if I recall, total donated. And, you know, you said it gets bigger every year, so I'll bet we have at least that much this year. It's a lot. I mean, when we get it all stacked up in City Park, it's a pretty impressive stack. Location is at Baker Field parking lot in City Park. So you can enter either off of Fremont Street. I think that's actually where you'd want to enter because the 14th Street entrance is going to be only one way going out, so you won't be able to get in there. But if you come into the park off Fremont Street, you'll see directional signage to get you to the event. And I think sign-ups end Wednesday. So if you want to donate something and you want it picked up, Wednesday would be your last day to call to get scheduled to do that.
The other option, if you have furniture that you'd like to donate, is you're welcome to just bring it to Baker Field anytime during the day on Friday. We will be there from 7 a.m. And the last drop off we would request by 4 p.m. But if you'd rather transport furniture yourself, we would welcome you to do so.
Is there any furniture that you're not taking that you don't want, that you don't accept?
Anything that plugs in, so no TVs, no computers, no DVD players, VCRs, if you have them laying around. We would request no electronics, nothing that plugs into the wall, but we are willing to take anything else.
A lot of people have called us with questions on if they can take box springs for their mattresses, and we are happy to take those. Anything involving a bed frame, we will definitely take, because as a student, I know we're always looking for those, and they're really great to have. So if you have box springs or mattresses, please feel comfortable in bringing them to the event.
Brady Bowman here with Brad Clausen and friends. We'll just say Brad Clausen and friends, talking about Furniture Amnesty Day coming up on Saturday. I didn't mean to interrupt you, Brad. I think you had something you wanted to say.
No, I was just going to add to what Lacey just said, that actually it seems like mattresses, box springs, and bed frames are one of the most popular things that people are looking for when they come to pick out furniture at those events. So, and we'll have some, you know, we always work with the VA, for instance. Their caseworkers bring some of their clients that need furniture to that event. So, again, it's just a really good way to get some of that in the hands of people that can really use it.
Yeah, and if you can't bring your furniture to the event, you can fill out a form for us to come pick it up. Code Services and Hands-On K-State are very integral in coming to pick up furniture at people's houses, and you can fill out that form at cityofmhk.com/furniture.
And I know we'll also have, over the past several years, it's usually a very hot time of the year.
Yes.
So the fire department will have crews standing by there just in case of any heat-related things that might go on or any injuries that might happen, but always nice to be able to include a lot of different aspects of the community in this event.
And there's a process that when you go out and check it out, if you're there to pick to get furniture and pick something out, there's a bit of a process on how you do that.
Right. So at 8 a.m. is when we'll start that process. So if you're interested in selecting furniture, you can come to Bakerfield and City Park at 8 a.m. and select a time slot that'll work for you throughout the day, anytime between 11 a.m. And 4 p.m. The time slots are 15 minutes, so that'll be your kind of furniture selection or shopping time. And you can select up to 5 pieces during that time. So at 4 p.m. is when the last time slot will end. And from 4 to 4:30 on Friday, if you weren't able to get there to sign up for a time slot to select furniture, you can come at 4 p.m. At 4:30 is really when the day will end. So that's really when we've got to get rid of furniture that's left. A lot of times at the end of the day, it's stuff that really can't be used anymore, mattresses that won't work for folks or desks that are kind of torn apart. So at that point, at 4:30 on Friday is when we'll start to get rid of all the rest of the furniture.
And it would be worth pointing out too that for folks that are picking out furniture, you need to have a way to get it home with you. There really isn't any delivery services part of this, so just make sure. We will have some volunteers there that'll help you get it loaded up in your vehicle and to your truck or your car. And we've been very creative before in getting some pretty big furniture and some pretty little cars.
If you get something really crazy, take a picture of it and send it to me. For sure. Again, no plugged in items, even if it's like a massaging chair or something like that. Sorry. Got to keep it at home. And why would you want to give away a massaging
chair
anyway?
That's right. Keep that.
All right. Here, Brad Clausen and friends talk about Furniture Amnesty Day. Anything else, Brad, before we go?
No, I'd just like to say we're really glad. This has been the last few years now we've had the Mandela Fellows here helping out with this, and they are a huge help to this event. Would be hard. It takes so much volunteer work to make this work successfully. We really appreciate their volunteer help in making sure this goes well.
Thank you. Very much, yeah, and welcome. How much longer are you two in Manhattan?
Sadly, 1 week.
Just 1 week?
Just 1 week. We've been here 5 weeks, so we have 1 week, and we'll go to D.C. on Sunday.
Going to D.C., yeah.
For 3 days, and then go back.
And Dave Lewis Cross the Glass was in D.C. all last week. And have you hit all the major tourist spots in Manhattan? I'm sure you've been by the football stadium. I don't know if you've been by the zoo or ate at the Chef.
I'm not sure, but at least we've been to some other nice places. We went to Topeka. We've been to Wichita. We've been to
Abilene.
Yeah.
Yes. We went
to Kansas City, mm-hmm. and then just 2 days ago we were at Clay Center.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we've toured Kansas State.
There you go.
And I think we've toured some places Kate hasn't been to.
That might be true. I haven't been to Clay Center very much, so it's true. You know Kansas more than I.
Well, again, welcome and safe travels back home as well.
Thank you so much.
Thanks so much, everybody. Thanks, Brad. Brad and friends, talking Furniture Amnesty Day. When we come back, we'll talk with some 4-H'ers about the Pot County Fair. That's coming around the corner as well. You're listening to In Focus here on News Radio KMAN.
KMAN Morning News is sponsored by ESB Financial. Come to the downtown homegrown celebration at the Farmers